SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Join the conversation on radio, online and mobile. You're with NITV Radio.
Raysham report finds universities are needing to take more measures to address the problem in Australia's leading institutions. Australia's human rights watchdog has warned of what it calls systemic and pervasive racism on the country's university campuses. The Race Discrimination Commissioner says decisive action to tackle the problem is needed from the sector, which insists it's committed to inclusivity. Akash Nagarajan is on the university path he hopes will one day lead him to become an industrial lawyer. His ambitions are motivated by a passion for defending the rights of others. But he says he himself became a target for racism while standing for student elections at the University of New South Wales.
Someone told me that I should be deported and that I don't belong here at university. Or in this country, before saying that Australia was for the white man and doing the Nazi salute and taking one of my pamphlets and running away before I could do anything about it. You're not supposed to experience that on campuses. It's absolutely shocking and it makes me, it makes me appalled.
And according to the Human Rights Commission, his experience is part of a more widespread, insidious problem. The interim findings of its Respect at Uni investigation warns that universities are not free from racism, even within such academic higher learning spaces. It also said the safety concerns have been compounded by insufficient responses from these institutions. Race Discrimination Commissioner Giri Sivaraman describes the concerns as a systemic and pervasive problem that needs to be addressed.
Clearly, universities need to do more to address racism. And I think that the starting point is acknowledging there's a problem and being willing to take action. And I think that can be evidenced by engaging with us and not putting barriers in place. They could be institutions that either challenge inequality or entrench inequality. And if they don't address the structural racism that can affect them, then they'll be entrenching inequality.
In response, Universities Australia, which represents the sector, said racism had no place in our universities and safe, inclusive campuses were essential. The group added that it's engaging with the Commission's ongoing work. Tensions on many campuses have been elevated this year with a wave of protest action over the Middle East conflict, an increase in reports of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. Several universities are taking steps to examine policies on dealing with racism, bolstering complaint mechanisms, and student counselling services. Mr. Sivaraman says it's a start, but more is needed.
We can have this idea that because they're places of such great learning and scholarship that they're somehow immune from racism, but that's clearly not the case. So that's why I think it's so crucial for the sector to sit up and pay notice about this. And I will say that the engagement with universities has been good so far.
The report also highlighted the experiences of First Nations students and staff and international students, many saying they felt reduced to cash cows by universities, while those of Asian and African backgrounds were among the most common victims of racism. But some students, like Akash Nagarajan, have expressed concern about speaking out due to barriers to reporting or fear of the repercussions.
It completely undermines the fact that university is supposed to be a place of learning, supposed to be a place that fosters multiculturalism and diversity, when you undergo experiences like that and you can't do anything about it. I think the university has to provide some sort of reporting mechanism to show that people who do these sort of vile, like people who say this sort of stuff, need to be dealt with.
UNSW Sydney told SBS it stands against all forms of racism and encourages staff and students to report it when witnessed. It says a newly launched mechanism has been set up to handle these complaints. This story is by Tom Stainer for SBS News, produced by Nairi Pakai for SBS NITV.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.